Today, my brothers and sisters, on the second Sunday of Great Lent, Great and Holy Lent, the 40-day period that leads to Holy Week and to Pascha, you know, I'm sure most of you know, or maybe perhaps all of you know, that each Sunday during Great Lent, we commemorate something or someone. And the church, with great care, has placed these events and these people on each Sunday to affect us somehow. Last week, we commemorated the triumph of orthodoxy, the victory of truth over lies, the victory over light over darkness. Today, we commemorate St. Gregory Palamas, the Archbishop of Thessaloniki. He lived in the 13th century. He is a very famous and significant Orthodox saint. All of them, I guess, are significant and fairly famous. St. Gregory as well. Everybody knows that they connect Thessaloniki with St. Demetrius because he is the poliucho, the protector, the patron of Thessaloniki. And the second patron is St. Gregory Palamas. In fact, the cathedral church in Thessaloniki is dedicated to St. Gregory Palamas. He is that significant in Thessaloniki, but in all of Orthodoxy. And amongst the many things that are accredited to him as far as theology and his writings, is something called hesychasm. What Greek word does that remind you of? Isihia. He taught the people to be isihi, to be relaxed, to be silent, to spend time in prayer. Because many times when we talk too much, we get in trouble. We offend people, we gossip, we offend ourselves, even though we don't know it, perhaps. But St. Gregory Palamas is called a hesychast. He taught this beautiful style of prayer and peace in life. One of my favorite saints, St. Simeon the New Theologian, he says, don't always say what you know, because we know, most of us know a lot, right? We're blessed to be educated, to be able to read. We have the internet, we have Google. You have Siri, right? We learn all of these things. We have TV. We watch programs, History Channel, National Geographic. You can learn a lot today. We're very blessed in that way. So St. Simeon says, don't always say everything you know, but always know what you say. Meaning, don't just blurt everything out all the time. Don't be too talkative. But when you do speak, be very careful about what you say. And I think we can all use his advice. So today, as we commemorate St. Gregory, we also hear a gospel from St. Mark. And St. Mark's gospel talks about the paralytic, a man who was paralyzed. They heard that Christ was in a house teaching. The city where the house was called Capernaum. Katiki, mimilas, katiki. Katiki, katiki. Ne, mimilas. Capernaum is a city outside in northern Israel near the city of Galilee. And it's a beautiful, beautiful city right next to the main city called Tiberias. Tiberias is a port city. There's a beautiful monastery, a Greek Orthodox monastery, in downtown Tiberias, dedicated to the 12 holy apostles. And in the city of Capernaum, there's a beautiful church that many people recognize, many Orthodox Christians. It's a beautiful church. It looks almost like an island church with a red dome on top. And if you saw a picture, many of you would recognize it. But this is the city where Christ was teaching. And he was in a house, and there were so many people there that the house, you couldn't fit to get in the house. There were people hanging out of the doors and the windows. And the men wanted to bring the paralytic to Christ. And they did, but they couldn't get him in the house. They couldn't get him near Christ. So they raised him onto the roof. They lifted him onto the roof. And they broke a hole into the roof. It says they removed part of the roof. And they lowered him in to where Christ was. It says that Christ, seeing their faith, healed the man. He said, your sins are forgiven you. Intentionally, we think. The Pharisees heard this and were offended. You know, every few Sundays we hear a gospel reading where the Pharisees, the most religious Jews, would be offended by something Christ did or said. And usually it was at him healing someone, him doing something good. Christ heals the man. He says, if you think that I'm being offensive by saying your sins are forgiven, watch this. And he tells him, pick up your bed, your pallet, and go home. And the paralyzed man did exactly this. So what does this mean for us? Why is this gospel planted here by the church on the second Sunday of Great Lent? Surely we already know by now that Christ, God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, could heal someone. It's no big deal for us at this point. We understand healing is a big deal. His miracles are a big deal. But we shouldn't be so impressed at this point that Christ healed the man or that he forgave his sins. So what's the point? I think in many ways there are a few angles at this. Katsekato, baby. Katsekato. There's a few angles. One is that they carried a fellow human being. They lifted him up. What does it mean to carry someone? I don't mean in the physical sense. Many of us need from time to time to be carried, to be supported, to be helped. What we're good at is correcting people, criticizing people, pushing people away, gossiping about them, those judging them. These are the things we tend to be good at. Not so good at carrying people when they're down. Or sometimes I guess we're pretty good at that, as Greeks especially. When we see somebody down, we want to help them. What we're not good at is helping the person that is not being nice, the person that's being mean or overly critical or gossipy or angry or jealous. What we tend to do is shut down and push them away. We're not good at lifting them up and, more importantly, bringing them to Christ. Bringing them to Christ. So what we're not good at is lifting up the person that's down and angry and is struggling, lifting them up and carrying them and bringing them to Christ. What did Christ say in the gospel today? He said he healed him because of whose faith? Do you remember? Did you hear the gospel today? Whose faith? It's in your bulletin, by the way. It says because of their faith, the four friends or people, whoever they were. Do you realize that we have the power by our faith for God through our faith to heal other people? That it can be because of us that someone who needs it has an encounter with Christ? Who doesn't deserve that? Which person do we know, no matter how down, how angry, how jealous or critical or wrong, that doesn't deserve that? A chance to encounter Christ. And we might be the cause. The way that we act, the way that we lead, the way that we forgive or guide or love might be the difference in their life. And so today, as we remember the paralytic in Capernaum who was lifted onto the rooftop and lowered and had an encounter with Christ that changed his life forever and even his afterlife potentially, may we have a similar encounter, and more importantly, may we be the cause for other people to have an encounter with Christ.